Nelson. Good morning, Bob Fabris from the Arcadians.
Yes, hello, Bob.
How are you?
Fine.
Well, I thought I'd give you a buzz and find out if anything exciting was happening over the days.
No, I appreciate your information that you sent me.
Ah, good. I wanted to know where that came to.
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
Okay, the issue number three is on its way out right now. So you'll be getting that shortly.
Okay, as far as the status of the unit as far as fidelity is concerned, right now we're still in a final negotiation phase with the final contract.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so everything looks like it's moving along as expected then.
Yes. Well, no, it's a little, let's put it this way. Valley would like to move it along very fast, and
oh,
we are trying to not rush too much. They're trying to, if you understand it, they're trying to get out of it very quickly,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to rush into it until we know all of the ramifications.
Yeah, sure.
So
well,
it's really the final contract which is question.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, that's about the only information I can tell you.
Okay, well, plans for cartridges and so on are about the same as they were before. You'll...
Yes.
Okay.
I wish I could tell you more.
Yeah. There was some question a couple of people have had about new dealerships and so on. I was wondering if you might, well, whether it's apropos at the moment, if you had a contact there who was, I could pass them along to.
No,
okay.
At this time, I'm afraid it's a little too premature until
yeah.
we have our final contract.
Okay, sure. Well, I'll just pass that word back again.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's see, on our side a little bit, we've gotten, let's see, one of the papers which you probably don't have yet. Okay, we're working on a mini add-on, a relatively small memory addition to which a keyboard can be done, and that has gone from the prototype wire wrap board stage to being laid out on a PC board, and we'll see how that works out. And let's see, I just got a report last night that somebody has developed a gadget to utilize the Bally to operate that BSR AC controller system, the one that Sears has and Radio Shack. So we'll see if that works out. That seems to be a sort of popular gadget these days.
Yes, any add-on that you're thinking of doing, I understand it's from a hobbyist viewpoint.
Absolutely, yeah.
But my question, you would attempt to sell it to the hobbyist, is that correct?
In a, probably in a kit form or some kind like that, where he has to do some work himself.
My question is, just as a matter of curiosity, how do you avoid the requirement of FCC approval?
I think from the standpoint that he's given a selection of parts and he does it himself.
I see.
Yeah, I recognize the problem, and it's something that's got to be made sure of.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, fine.
All right.
Yeah.